over the allotted time here as Jimmy White waits for a free kick to be taken, and it's on the right hand side, so it's a trusty boot of Gary McFadden, who's already helped himself to 1-2. He was top scorer the last day I was out here against Ardragh, and it looks like he's going to be top scorer today here, even though Dahigal Day has had a brilliant game as well, with 4 points from play from the Glen man, the number 12, popping up all over the pitch. Young player, a couple of great players coming through from Glen Swilly, a couple of great underage talents coming through for the club. They're doing well, doing great work to get themselves back up to a team that can compete for a championship. Gary steps forward in that left boot of his. He curls it, and as ever, Gary judges it well with that left foot of his, curling it in the breeze into his face. He curls it from that left hand post in the round, making it 1-12-9. A pretty unsaleable lead here as time is almost up. Everyone's looking to Jimmy White to see what's left in this match. It's been a game, I think you've seen the good and the bad from Glen Swilly, and taking nothing away from him, because Dunloe have battled the whole way through it. They've played in fits and starts, but Dunloe, as I say, a lot of great ball players comfortable on the ball. They'll be disappointed with the 10 points as Jimmy White calls things to a close here. It's Glen Swilly who have won this third round encounter and have 3 wins on the trot. A great start to the championship for them after a brilliant league campaign. They beat Dunloe here at Neve Columba Park 1-12 to 9 points.